Nolte, Independence Drive Biden approval to record low 41%. By John Nolte on December 20, 2021. The far-left pollsters at PBS/NPR/Marist have his fraudulent and see Joe Biden sitting at an all-new low of just 41% approval among adults. Biden's disapproval rating has hit a clear majority of 55%, with 44% strongly disapproving of the objectively terrible job he is doing. Since the beginning of his disastrous reign, Biden's disapproval rating has jumped 20 points in this poll. In just 1 week, his disapproval rating jumped 6 points. That 55% disapproval number is a record high. Independents have soured entirely on Biden. According to the pollster, two-thirds of independent voters disapprove of Biden, including half who strongly disapprove. Since taking office, that's a 30-point jump in disapproval among independents. As of right now, only 29% of independents approve of his job performance. What should worry Biden more than anything else is that he's starting to lose Democrats. Biden still garners strong support among Democrats, with 87% approving of his job performance. But even among blue voters, his disapproval rating has jumped 7 points since he took office. Republicans are similarly entrenched, 95% disapprove of the job Biden is doing. A 7-point jump in disapproval among Democrats over 11 months might not sound like much. But when you lose your base, your presidency is effectively over. That's when the bottom falls out of your approval numbers. That's when you hit the 30s. You can ask George W. Bush about this. His approval numbers went from record highs post 9/11 to record lows during the last 2 years of his second term. Why? Democrats hated him for going to war with Iraq, which brought his approval ratings back to earth. But then he lost his base by seeking to give some 12 to 20 million illegal immigrants amnesty. He never recovered from this and limped out of office, one of the most unpopular presidents in modern history. What's notable about this NPR poll is that it was taken between December 11th to 13th, which is a week before the death rattle of Biden's Build Back Better, BBB, agenda. It all collapsed over the weekend at the hands of Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, who showed some real statesmanship and declared himself a firm no vote. Now that Biden has objectively failed on both issues he ran on, stopping the coronavirus and passing BBB, he could begin to see some severe erosion of his base. Once that happens, he's truly done. And with his advanced age and obvious mental and physical frailty, his base of support could also collapse as everyday Democrats look to someone other than Biden running in 2024.